Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I did a video last week on spiteful mutants, and a lot of you asked me, can you get right-wing spiteful mutants? And the answer is yes, and that's what I want to explore today. Now, before I do that, let me just recap on what the spiteful mutant is. So the idea is that before the Industrial Revolution, we were under harsh Darwinian selection and there was 50% child mortality. With the Industrial Revolution, inoculations, better medicine and so forth, the child mortality rate collapses to 1%. What that is doing is purging the gene pool of anything that is maladaptive every generation, and that which is maladaptive becomes pleiotropically related, and therefore by purging the gene pool of people who have physical problems, a poor immune system, things like that, you're also purging the gene pool of basically mental problems, because those things are correlated. I mean, the brain is 84% of the genome, so if you have something wrong with your body, you're sure as damn going to have something wrong with your brain, because the brain is a massive target for mutation. Now, we know that what we were selecting for under those conditions was basically, to simplify it, was conservatism and religiosity in the sense of traditionally worshipping a moral god. And we know that's the case because conservatism and religiosity in this sense are correlated genetically with mental health and with physical health. They are correlated with fertility. They are certain parts of the brain, whatever they are calling it, which are associated with religiosity, are also associated with being more group-oriented. And so really what you have is basically conservatism that's being selected for, and also, of course, the strongly heritable as well. And so you have conservatism that's being selected for, and conservatism is associated with health and whatever. So that's what you were selecting for. So what you would expect is as selection pressures collapse, then you're going to get a deviation from what we were selecting for, which is conservatism and the collective worship of a moral god. And in general, the deviation will be away from that. Consistent with that, being individualistic, that is to say being concerned with equality and harm avoidance, these are left-wing values, whereas right-wing values are generally being concerned with sanctity, traditional religiosity, group orientation and obedience to authority. Being liberal, being the opposite of that, is associated with poor physical and poor mental health. It's associated with having an asymmetrical face, being physically unattractive, with a symmetrical face being a marker that you have a low level of mutant genes. It's basically associated with mutation. And the idea with the spiteful mutant, as I said before, is that you then get these people, these highly individualistic, selfish people that then push society in a maladaptive direction. That they advocate highly individualistic things and they push society over into being individually oriented rather than group oriented. And then you get runaway individualism, and then eventually you get to a point where these people are saying, oh, I'm so environmentalist that we shouldn't have babies, you know, we shouldn't have children. And they make those that are around them act in a maladaptive way, because we are evolved to be with adaptive people, with healthy people. So that's the concept of the spiteful mutant then. You've got these people that are high mutational load that you wouldn't have had under harsh Darwinian conditions. Eventually you get a build-up of these people, and their selfish ideas, they persuade those that are around them to be selfish, they induce depression in those that are around them, they make those that are around them basically ill, and all you are left with then are the people that are highly resistant to this for genetic reasons, and they will hold out against it. You might call them the remnant normal population from pre-industrial times. They will hold out against this individualism, but everybody else will be persuaded by the spiteful mutants to act spitefully and act against the interests of their group and against their interests. That's it, summarised. Again, can you get right-wing people like this? The answer is yes, but to a lesser extent. We were basically evolved to be right-wing, to be conservative, to be religious. But of course, what happens with the collapse of harsh Darwinian selection is that even the selection for religiousness, in a sense, kind of breaks away. So we go from selecting for the collective worship of a moral god. It is this very specifically that is associated with genetic and mental and physical health, to deviations from this. To, as it were, the breaking up of the religious bundle. So, for example, people that are just very, 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 very strongly believe in God, and who, therefore, for that reason, have extremely conservative and very right-wing values and very, very strongly believe in God to a pronounced degree. Now, those people could be a product of mutation. Why? Well, for one of the things that predicts being extremely religious is schizophrenia. So people that are high in schizophrenia involves over-detecting agency. So if you over-detect agency, you see the presence of an agent behind everything. Therefore, you're paranoid and so forth. But you also see the presence of an agent behind the world itself. So therefore, you very, very strongly believe in God. Now, someone that very, very strongly believes in God might also be very, very, find themselves attractive to an extreme form of religiosity, and therefore you have a right-wing person who can be regarded as certainly evidence of high mutational load, whether they're a spiteful mutant or perhaps they are. Perhaps it's a kind of maladaptive form of religiosity, a form of left-wing religiosity or something like that, or in terms of a right-wing religiosity, perhaps some extreme suicide cult or something like that, which basically destroys people's fertility and persuades people to kill themselves. So there you have a right-wing spiteful mutant. Another example, one of the correlates of religiosity is basically being very, very extra of having conversion experiences is being very, very high in neuroticism. So you might get a person who is has a religious experience and really as a way of dealing with their neuroticism. You're very, very high in anxiety. The body can't cope with that. When you're very, very high in anxiety, you're very instinctive. When you're very instinctive, you over-detect agency because we're evolved to do that. Because if you're in the forest and it's nothing and you think it's a wolf, you've lost nothing. But it's a wolf and you think it's nothing, then you're dead. So therefore, we over-detect agency. We over-detect causation. And when we're extremely stressed, then this can cause us to perceive the presence of God and have an amazing religious experience. So such a person who is very high in depression, very high in anxiety, very high in mental illness could therefore be attracted to a traditional religious group, and therefore the convert, the zeal of the convert. And such a person it's a phase, though. They'll go through a phase of being extremely religious, really, really fervently religious. That's what neuroticism predicts. It predicts going through periods of extreme religiosity, of extreme pronounced religiosity. And they could be very damaging to the religious group of which they are a part, and they could bring in all kinds of maladaptive ideas and whatever. And so, therefore, that is another example of a right-wing spiteful mutant. Yet another example would be that the religious bundle kind of breaking up. So it's not really, we're not really talking about religion at all, but we're talking. But let's say a person who is a particularly extreme nationalist or anything like that, as a way of compensating for fundamental feelings of anxiety or whatever, they create a very, very strong identity, a very firm identity, although it will be unstable. So this is the borderline personality sort of person. And he may go through a phase of nationalism and whatever. It may well be transient. He may well convert from leftism. Now, that person may be a spiteful mutant in the sense that he will render the nationalism which he is involved maladaptive, or it may be that he is a depressive or something like that, and therefore depression we know is contagious, it spreads, and therefore inadvertently he spreads maladaptive ways of thinking and doing things around. So that would be an element of the religious bundle that person would be interested in, but not all of it. So that would be another example of a right-wing spiteful mutant, or at least a potentially a right-wing spiteful mutant. And there could be many other kind of subtle expressions of this. For example, there was research which showed that being Machiavellian and narcissistic, that's associated in the current environment where left-wing gets you power and adoration with being left-wing, but being psychopathic, and that's going to be an expression of high mutational load, being psychopathic, that's associated with being right-wing. Why? Because psychopathics quite like offending people, and it offends people if you're right-wing. They quite like hurting people. It hurts people's feelings if you're right-wing. And they quite like danger and so forth. And in the current climate, being involved in, let's say, the far right, the alt-right, is dangerous. And so therefore, you have a psychopath. Now, what that person is going to do is be a spiteful mutant, in the sense that they're going to be attracted to that nationalism or whatever, the good of their society, but they're going to subvert it and mess it up and cause everyone to fall out and whatever, and mean that it's suboptimally successful. And therefore, that's helping to hasten the collapse of civilization. So there are a lot of ways in which you can get right-wing spiteful mutants. It's just that because we were essentially evolved to be right-wing, most of the deviation from the pre-industrial norm is going to be in the left-wing direction. But we weren't evolved to be utterly right-wing. We were evolved to have some interest in with the five moral foundations, we evolved to have some interest in individualizing foundations. We evolved to have some interest in equality and harm avoidance. And it's that balance that we evolved to, the balance that is conservatism. Those that are on the extreme right, the alt-right, often they won't be interested at all in the good of the individual, in individualizing foundations. They'll only be interested in the good of the group. And when that's too extreme, of course, then that brings about war, and it brings about an extreme left-wing backlash, and it can make things worse. So the answer is yes, there are a lot of ways in which you can get right-wing spiteful mutants. It's just that most of them are going to be left-wing.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 PM UK time, 2 PM New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!